This podcast is brought to you by Adidas. Same dogs, new threads. Head to huskyteamstore.com to check out the new collection.
Hello and welcome to the postcast. Once again, I am Josh Kirschenbaum, joined here by Alec Dietz, this time in the press box at Stanford Stadium. It's about 12:36 Sunday morning, I guess. So we're going to knock this out really quickly so we can get back home because we got a flight at
8:40.
8:40 in the morning.
8:40 flight.
So we are here following number 15 Washington football team's 23-13 upset loss on the farm to Stanford. Sixth straight loss at Stanford?
Sixth or seventh. They haven't won since 2007.
Yeah.
So been well over a decade, and that continued tonight.
Sixth straight, yeah.
Sixth straight. UW gets off to a good start again. They're still outscoring teams. 84-6 after outscoring Stanford 7-3 in the opening quarter, but then the offense kind of starts falling to pieces. The defense starts giving up big chunk plays, can't get off the field. I believe Stanford dominates the time of possession about 40-20, and UW eventually loses 23-13. And yeah, it's just kind of an ugly game, and Josh will kind of go over the stats, and they definitely don't make it look any better.
Yeah, no. Jacob Eason started that game, what was it, 5 for 5 for 50-something yards. He ends up total 16 for 36 for 206 yards, touchdown, interception. That was a bad interception late in the third quarter, was it?
Right.
On the ground, Savon Ahmed goes for 28 yards on 6 carries. Richard Newton goes for 64 on 10. He was probably the best player on offense all around today, and then he gets hurt in the third quarter, came off the field, not putting any weight at all on his left leg, I believe, and it sounded like Chris Pearson after the game said it wasn't a knee, so it's either an ankle or a foot injury.
Yeah. Yeah, and definitely didn't look pretty. I think he was on crutches and they carted him. So he got help off the field, and then from the sideline he got carted to the locker room.
So yeah, no news on him. Aaron Fuller had his best, like numbers-wise, I think his career best game.
Yeah, possibly.
171 yards on 9 catches, mostly just because they were throwing the ball to him all day long. We'll get into that
right
a little bit more. On the other side, Davis Mills, Stanford's backup quarterback, right? Okay. Goes 21 of 30 for 293 yards and a touchdown,
right?
Just casually.
Yeah.
Didn't even play like the final two drives, I believe it was, because he got hurt.
Yeah, it looked like he had a wrap on his left knee or calf. So Jack West came in.
Did not throw a pass. Did enough to win the game.
Right.
They didn't have to throw a pass because Cameron Scarlett went for a career-high 150 yards rushing on 33 attempts. That's just what you expect to see from a Stanford back, right?
Right, but he was... So this is the first time Stanford has had a back go over 100 yards this season.
Yep, they pulled out the old-school Stanford for UW when they came to town.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah, it was just an ugly game. Stanford goes 4-for-4 in the red zone. I mean, the story at the beginning was going to be Stanford gets down to first and goal within the UW 2, I believe, on its first two possessions, and the defense holds.
Right, twice.
Twice, holds Stanford to 6 points on its first two possessions. But that was pretty much the last good thing to happen.
Right, yeah. And then we can kind of just go right into kind of the turning point of the game.
Yeah, both in the second half for both of us, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah. So mine was that very first drive. You know, UW has kind of a chance. You know, they're down 13-10. And they have the chance to tie it when they drive right down the field. They run on a 3rd and 6, pick up 4 yards. So they got 4th and 2, manageable field goal. Peyton Henry, perfect on the year. And they decide to go for it rather than tying the game. And Eason throws a slant on a slant route to Andre Bocelli with Stanford's best defensive back, Paulson Adebo, potential first rounder in coverage. Obviously, doesn't go UW's way. And I just think that's the huge error on Pearson's part. And he kind of makes decisions like these, you know, every once in a while in these kind of key losses that you can kind of point to. And this one was just huge for many reasons. And, yeah, I'm just not sure why you don't try to tie the game there and keep the momentum instead.
Would have been a 30-yard field goal.
Yeah, 30-yard field goal. And instead, Stanford gets all the momentum and I'm sure will lead to what was your turning point.
Yeah, so Stanford gets the ball back. UW actually stops Stanford. It was just the second punt of the day for the Cardinal. Washington does nothing with it, and on the last play of that drive, of a 3-and-out drive, Jacob Eason tries to do an escape act and ends up losing 18 yards on a sack to back it all the way up to the 7. So Joel Whitford punts from his own end zone, and then the defense actually, well, doesn't hold. Stanford is the one that holds. Defense faces a 2nd and 20 and gives up. It's the first time Stanford had been behind the sticks, maybe the second time all game that Stanford had been behind the chains. And then casually Stanford picks up 22 yards to get in business deep into Washington territory. Washington forces a third and long, third and eight, gives up 17 on a screen off of a missed tackle by Ryan Bowman, I think. And that just sent Stanford in business. Two plays later was in the end zone. So, I mean, your turning point to my turning point, that's a 10-point swing. And all of a sudden, two-possession game, and that was the end of the scoring, right?
Right. Yeah. And I just think that was, you know, you talk about the fact that, yeah, you decide not to go for the field goal. You try to be aggressive, and you go for it. And I seem to recall that game 2 years ago, there was a similar decision by Coach Pete to go for it on fourth down rather than take a field goal, and it cost them all the momentum, and Stanford ended up rolling with it.
Yep.
And that's kind of just what the Cardinal do. They wait for you to kind of make a mistake or capitalize.
Well, they shorten the game so that when you do, it becomes a big problem. I mean, UW had one drive in the first quarter. I mean,
Huskies, they have one drive total.
Huskies end up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, just 10 drives.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah. Well, and that kind of goes into our second stat, right? Or sorry, our second segment. It's just the stat of the game. That time of possession number is just huge. That 40-20 discrepancy and the lack of drives they had. But my stat of the game is just that receiver discrepancy there. You know, we talk about Aaron Fuller's career day, but then you look at the rest of the wide receivers and it's not pretty. You know, so Aaron Fuller gets targeted 17 times, gets 9 catches for 171 yards. 171 of Jacob Eason's 206 passing yards, by the way, come from Aaron Fuller. The rest of the wide receivers. Seven total targets. And I believe they didn't capitalize on a lot of them. I think they had 4 or 5 receptions. Four, maybe.
The other receivers?
Yeah.
Either one or two, depending on whether Andre Bocelli's screen that got called back for holding counts as a catch or not.
Right, and either way, that's a negative. So, obviously, you're getting a lot from Aaron Fuller right now. I think, you know, Husky fans are frustrated at whatever's happening after the catch with Fuller, but you really can't be upset with his effort tonight. And, you know, we asked Coach Peterson after the game, and he didn't really give a clear answer on kind of what the problem's been. You know, I think he said that's a good question. Which probably raises a lot of concerns just for how the heck UW's going to solve this problem, because you can't really have one guy catching all the passes. And that's going to be something to watch out for the rest of the season. I mean, Stanford's always a tough team to play, especially at the farm, but Stanford is definitely not the cream of the crop at the Pac-12. And, you know, they're kind of in this death thing. I mean, they're seeing Arizona next week and then Oregon. So anyway, I digress. What was your stat of the game, Josh?
I want to kind of put a pen in this for a little, because my real stat of the game is going to be however many yards Cameron Scarlett had after contact. But the problem is we can't figure that out right now. We'll get back to you on that. So I guess because that was just the big thing, Stanford was running all over, and it was either there were some plays where the Stanford line, which I believe had three freshmen on it.
Yeah, three, I believe. Yeah, freshmen.
Three freshmen. They were rotating in like 5 or so, was just pushing the UW line 4 or 5 yards back. And then there were some plays where Cameron Scarlett just got the handoff, got hit at the line of scrimmage, and then somehow ended up going for 5 or 6 or 8 yards. But again, no real number that I can put on that. So I'm just going to go with 0 on the number of takeaways the UW defense had. When the offense is playing like that, you need the defense to spark it.
Right.
And Washington didn't get a takeaway. It's the second straight time that UW has come to Stanford and not gotten an interception or fumble recovery. Could you guess the last person to get a takeaway for the Huskies here in Palo Alto?
I think you told me, but I forget who it was.
It was Buda Baker.
Buda Baker, okay.
Picking off Kevin Hogan in the fourth quarter in 2015.
Wow. In a loss.
In a loss.
I believe that was a blowout loss as well.
It was a blowout loss. KJ Carter-Samuels was starting.
Right. It was like 31-14.
And that was the Christian McCaffrey
year. Right. So, but still, I mean, that tells you a lot of this team, you know, especially with all the talk about DBU and all the turnovers they've been forcing recently. And then they, You know, they play a team with another backup quarterback. And granted, Davis Mills was the top-ranked prep quarterback in 2017 coming out of high school. He's a five-star kid out of Georgia. Definitely has arm talent. Definitely not like, you know, Devon Monster out there. Sorry, Monster. But that's troubling. And then I think another stat is those rushing yards, right? We talked about last week about giving up 200 rushing yards to USC, and they run the air raid. That's just a recipe for disaster, especially next week against Arizona.
Well, and USC, you had the argument that they were willing to give it up because they really needed to contain the deep pass, and B, were expecting. I mean, I think Jimmy Lake said they actually ran the ball more than USC ran the ball more than they were expecting. So they game planned for the pass and gave up some decent run plays because of that.
Right.
There was no mistaking what Stanford was gonna do today.
Right.
Like, everybody came into today knowing what the game plan was.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're going to know what the game plan is going to be next week.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this team responds. They normally respond well after losses, but I don't think they've had two losses this early in the season in a long time. And so it'll be interesting. They're very young. I think, you know, someone asked Miles Bryant just about how you kind of right the ship on the defensive side, especially with the young roster, and he's kind of the senior leader. So, again, it'll be interesting to see how the team responds this week and deals with this kind of adversity. It definitely feels like a tough, tough loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about all I got.
That's about all I got. All
right.
Put a bow on this. We've got a flight in just under 8 hours. So I think we'll wrap it up here from Palo Alto. They just turned the lights off at Stanford Stadium, which maybe seems like a good sign that we should go.
Right.
I've been Josh Kirschenbaum, and once again, here with Alec Dietz. Not entirely sure what we're doing next week. Alec will be in Tucson. I will not. So maybe I'll, like, call in or something.
Yeah, maybe we'll push it off a day. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
We'll figure something out. Yeah, but for Alec, if you got any recs for Tucson, food,
bars, maybe not bars,
tourist attractions.
Yeah, let me know.
Definitely let him know. Follow us on the socials at @J_Kirschenbaum and at Alec Dietz, and just the daily sports in general at UW Daily Sports. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
This podcast is sponsored by University Bookstore. Join the Pack Rewards and save 10% on Husky gear every day, even on game day. Join the Pack today at ubookstore.com.